Continuing with the sugyas of Bikur Cholim, today's Amud Mem Amud Aleph, we got to Lamed Tes, Amud Beis at the very bottom, the last line, Rav Chelbo Cholosh, Nakuf Achrez Rav Kahana. So when Rav Chelbo got sick, Rav Kahana went out and he made an announcement. Now on the top of Amud Aleph, Rav Chelbo Boish, Rav Chelbo is sick. Lo Ika Deka Ose, and there was nobody who came to visit Rav Chelbo. So Omer Lahu, Rav Kahana said to the Chachamim, Lo kach hayim aise v'talmid echa mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva shechola. Wasn't there a story that happened once with the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and his student got sick? Lo nichnasu Chachamim levakro. None of the other Rabbonim came to visit him. V'nichnas Rabbi Akiva levakro. So Rabbi Akiva went in, and he told everybody to take care of him. Because they swept and they sprinkled the floor before this sick student, he recovered. So he says, Rabbi Kiva, Hechi Yisoni, you revived me, you gave me life. So Rabbi Kiva went out and told out the following, Kol mi she'ein mevaker cholim, anybody who doesn't do biker cholim, ki'ilu shofech domim. It's as if he's spilling blood. It could be that this chola doesn't have anybody to take care of him. And if there's no visitors, so no one's going to know about this. No one's going to come to take care of him. The Maharal brings on this, he says in the Chidush Yagodos, Va'afilu im yeshlo kama b'nei odem shehem is askim im chola ve'ein tzorach elav. Even if the patient would have many other people who are taking care of him, doesn't need him, sof esher sha'al yodo hayachayus shel chola, of the chiyus, of the chola comes through him. Why? V'hu eina oisei, he doesn't l'keach ki'ilu shofeich domim. Because this person has something unique that could give him a chiyus, and if it doesn't come to visit him and to take care of him, then that's why it's ki'il, as if he was a shofech damim, that we hold very highly of the the body, that's the storage for the place of the neshama. We have to take care of our bodies right now. A chola, in terms of biker cholim, is someone who's either in real medical danger, or they're bedridden, or they're weak. There are certain different components to the mitzvah. First of all, one, you have to, like we just saw, is to take care of their physical needs. Another inyan is that you have to improve their state of mind to cheer them up. You have to daven for them, as we'll see. The Rosh brings here that because of this, on this line, right, she kibdu britzu l'fonav ki hanichnas levakir asachol mefakech kol tzrochav, that a person is coming to visit somebody, is going to make sure that all the needs are taken care of. It's an unfortunate reality, but people who are visited in hospitals and nursing homes, they get usually better attention and better care, because they know people are coming to ask them, is everything, how are the meals, and are your blankets thing, and are you getting your medicines on time, whatever it is, do you need anything? And the staff sees that, and then they see the people are actually taking a genuine interest in this person. The Ramban brings in Torah Sa'adam, V'shem'ina mihocho, de bikur cholim kedei sheichabdu v'yaratzu lefonav, v'yaslo hatzrochim hanitzrochim, hatzrochim lecholav. You have to see what exactly is taking care of them, but what do they need? So the example our Gemara gave was about, sweeping the floor and something. It could be, getting medicine for the person, shopping, or cleaning their house, bringing food, making phone calls to them, answering emails to them, calling a doctor. All these are contained in what the Gemara is talking about, is taking care of their needs. Also, you see this idea of cheering them up, right? The Ramban continues, writes, "Mashmir mechocha de biker cholim kidei sheyimza nachas ruach im chaverav, to improve their mood and to give them company and to cheer them up, stuff like that. That's all part of this mitzvah." The Maharal in the Siv Gvilas Chasodim brings down Kibikur Cholim Hu Nachas Ruach Vepnei Shenohag Bo Minhag Harayim, because you're behaving the way friends do to one each other. Vachem Shaholchim Levakir Zeh. He realized, that I'm important. Many Bikur Cholim dinners, they discuss the theme about making the person feel like they're not alone in this, and that's a tremendous chesed that can be done for a person when they're suffering. Rav Volpi writes, it's an inyan of being noisable in chaveiro. That you let them know that you're really with him. Okay, let's continue now the next part. Ki also Rav Dimi Amar, kol mevaker es achola gorim lo shiyecheh. Anybody who comes to visit a sick person causes him to live. V'chol she'ein mevaker es achola, doesn't come to do bikur cholim, gorim lo shiyomos, causes him to die. My groma, well, how does his actions cause this? Se'ilim, if you can tell me, kol mevaker es achola mevaker sholav rachmim shiyecheh, that when he comes to visit and he's davening that the guy should live, right? If he's not gonna, you know, come visit, it's like he's asking the guy should die. She almost saw kadai tech. What the hav mean is that you're gonna, you're davening the person's gonna die. Ella kol she'ein mevaker chol, anybody doesn't come to do bikur cholim, a mevaker shel rachmim lo shiyecheh velo shiyomos. He's not gonna daven either way for him. The guy should live or they should die, right? He could have perhaps saved this chol with his davening had he visited, but his failure to come visit, that's ki'ilu, as if he was shofech domim, right? So that's an inyan of This as well. The Ramban here in Torah Sa'adam writes this: Kideshi Chavin Daito L'Rachim Mivake Shalav. When you're visiting someone, you put themselves in a position. You think about what they're going through. Hilkach Bikra Sacholav Lo Bike Shalav Rachimim Lo Kima Mitzvah. So if you're going to visit them, you don't daven on the behalf of them, then you didn't do the mitzvah. Gemara continues and says like this: Rava. On the first day that he got sick, he said to his family, "Lo tiglu leinish. Don't tell anybody that I'm sick. Lo lisra mazli. Won't make a bad mazel for them. It's not going to suffer." Mikan ve'elach. But from then and onward, right when his situation got worse, Amalon, he said to them, "Puku v'achrizu b'shuka. Go out and announce it in the market that I'm sick. Dechol desani li. Everybody who hates me, lechdeli, they'll be happy over the fact that this happened to me. When your enemy falls, then your heart shouldn't be glad. Udurachemli, and the people who care about me, liboy alai rachme, they're gonna daven for me that Hashem should heal me. Amurav kol mevakir asacholav and nitzo midini shel gehinim. Anybody who comes to visit a sick person, it's as if he's spared from the din of Gehinnom. Shneimar v'ashri maskil eldal b'yom ra yimaltehu Hashem. Happy is the one who's thinking about the poor man, and Hashem's going to save him on the day of evil. Ve'ein dal elachoyle, and a dal means a sick person. Shneimar midalo yivatz eini. Right, he'll cut me off in my illness. Midala v'e nami min hadein kro. Maybe also could be from a different pasuk. Madua atakocha dal ben hamelech b'boiker b'boiker. Why the son of sick? You're so dal, like sick every morning, right? Ve'ein ra el gehenim. We saw this earlier. The ra is equated with gehenim. Shneimar kipol Hashem l'manehu v'gam rosh liyom ra. That Hashem made everything with its own purpose, and even the wicked will be on their day of the evil that's going to be in Gehinnom. The imbiker mascharo. Okay, so that was the punishment, but what if a person who does visit, what's a schar? It's mascharo. What do you mean? What kind of question is that? Kida amara nitzo midina shel Gehinnom. You're saved from Gehinnom. No, Ella, really the question is mascharo ba'olam hazeh. What's the schar that you're going to get in this world? So Rav says, Hashem yishmerehu v'yechayehu v'ushar ba'aretz v'al titnehu b'nefesh oivav. Hashem's going to preserve him, keep him alive, he's going to be happy in the land, he's not going to fall into the greed of his enemies. Hashem yishmerehu, Hashem's going to save him mi'etzahara. That's from his yitzahara. V'yechayehu, when he's going to be alive, may not yisrael, he's spared from afflictions. V'ushar ba'aretz, and he'll be happy, fortunate in the land. Shukol hamis miskabdin bo. Everyone's going to be get covered through from being associated with him. Va'al titnehu b'nefesh oivav. Don't fall into the hand of his greed of his enemies. Sheizamnu lo reyim kinaman shiripu es tzaraso. He'll have companions like Naaman, who was trying to get help for his tzaras. Va'al yizdamnu lo reyim kirechavam. He won't have friends like Rechavim, that's Rechavim and Yavat, Shechilko es Malchusa, because they gave bad advice in the Malachim Aleph and Perek Yud Beis, his friends. He was like 41 years old, and he asked his landsman, his Chavra, who gave him bad advice, that they told him to be strict, and it caused a terrible period. Now, those are results. Again, the Gemara says that there's basically four reward you get for that, that Hashem's going to protect you from the Yetzirah, from Yisurim, you're going to get kavod, and you're going to have good friends. So the Chafetz Chaim in Avas Chesed brings down that these are really all working Mida Keneged Mido. So he says, what are they things? So he says like this. The person who went to do Bikur Cholim and took care of this guy's physical needs and his spiritual needs, so physically he's helping him, but the spiritual thing is because maybe he's, you know, pointing out that maybe there's a reason why you're not sick, you know, you got sick, maybe it's tshuva, something needs improvement. So it says the Chafetz Chaim, Bavur Shehevi Esachol Eshiyoshu B'tshuva, because this person who did Bikur Cholim helped the Chole do Teshuva, so that's what it means. Hashem's going to protect him from his Yetzahara, Mida Keneged Mida. Number two, Bavur Shehevi Levrius Guf, because this guy who helped him to get healthy again by visiting him, Siyecheyehu Min HaYisurim, so that's Mida Keneged Mida, he's going to be spared from Yisurim. And the third one, because he lowered his status. We saw that he might have been an Adam Choshem. He goes to visit like a lower person than that. So therefore, he's going to be given kavod. Me'usha ba'aretz, shakom schabimbo. Everyone's going to be, you know, honored through him. And then the Maharal, the Siv of Gimel's Chasadim, writes that because he acted in this way of Reyes, the Mida Keneged Mida, he's also going to have good friends who are going to treat him in the same way. So that's part of the insight over here, based on the Chafetz Chaim and the Maharal, of the Mida Keneged Mida. Okay, Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Im Yoimer Lecha Yolodim, if young people will say to you, B'nei, Dethi to build, Uzakenim Star, and the elders will tell you to demolish Shema Zakenim. You should listen to the Zakenim. Val Tishma Li Yeladim. Don't listen to the young ones. Shebinyan Li Yeladim Stira. Because when the what young people build is really being destroyed. Ustiras Zakenim Binyan. And when the elderly tell you to destroy, that's really building something up. The similar Dover, Rechavim Ben Shloimo. You can remember what Rechavim did again, because he, if you would have listened to the Zakenim, he would have been built up, but he didn't. So he listened to the Yeladim, and it was actually a Stira destruction. Omer of Shisha Barei, the Rav Idi, Lo Lis Oid Inish Kitsira, Velob Tlas Shah Kadmaisa, Velob Tlas Shah Basraisa De Yoma. When you're visiting a sick person, don't go in the first 3 hours, and don't go in the last 3 hours. Kehechid Lo Leisach Daite Min Rachmi, because you'll have a Hesach Hadas when you see how they're being. Tlas Shah Kadmaisa, the first 3 hours of the day, Ravcha Daite. He's relieved. He had a good night's sleep. It's not so bad. You say, maybe you won't go in Davin so well for him. He said, look, I went to visit him. He didn't seem to be so bad off. And the last 3 hours of the day, Basraisa, Takif Chulsha. It's a very stark, the sickness, and therefore you think, oh my goodness, I'm not gonna, there's nothing I can do for this. I'm not gonna Davin for him because it's too far gone. So therefore, and Halacha brought down that ideally that's the time to go to visit and also to daven for the person as part of the kiyum of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Omer Rav and Omer Rav, minayin shakodesh baruch hu zanes acholim. How do we know Hashem provides sustenance for the cholesh? Ne'emar Hashem yisadenu al eres davai. Hashem supports him on the bed of suffering. So here the support means the food. Omer Rav and Omer Rav, minayin shehashchina shruya lamala mimitoso shel acholim. How do you know that the Shechina is above the bed of a sick person? Shemar Hashem yisadenu al eres davai. Hashem supports him upon the bed. Apparently, I think I heard someone asked Rav Bik Zatzal that maybe his roommate was sick or something. Maybe he shouldn't sleep on the top bunk because the Shechina is there above the head of the Chole, and he doesn't want to be there. Rav Bik did not hear the question at all, to put it mildly. Okay, to finish up the last part, Tanya Nami Hoch, you have a brisa like this. Hanichnas Levakiras Achole, if you're going to visit a sick person, Lo Yeshev, Lo Agabe Mita, you shouldn't sit on the bed, Velo Agabe Safsa, not on a bench, Velo Agabe Kise, not on a chair. Ela Mis Ate Vyoshev Agabe Karka, you should wrap yourself and sit on the floor. Because the Shechina is above the bed of the Chole, and it's inappropriate for you to sit there in the place where the Shechina is. But again, this is not meant to be taken literally. If you have a roommate and you're on the top bunk, you could still sleep in your bed.